This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. A high fashion company has developed sneakers that look like they're right out of the movie Elf. They're high tops. And they have a little curly wave shooting up from the toe. They definitely look ridiculous. And they come at a ridiculous price of $600. No, thank you. Speaking of money, a new partner survey says that we don't like to chat about money with each other. 60% postpone the money talk when the topic is debt. 51% try to stay away from talking about spending habits. Merriam-Webster announced their word of the year yesterday. It's justice. They say every week of the year, justice was in the top 20 or 30 words looked up online. Other words that spiked over the year, maverick when John McCain died, respect when Aretha died, and nationalism when President Trump claimed he was a nationalist. So, the three dictionary words of the year were Oxford Dictionary's toxic, Dictionary.com's misinformation, and Merriam-Webster's word is justice. And now we can close the dictionary on those words. New study says almost 80% of parents still family bank for their adult kids, providing money for rent, college, cell phone bills, etc., so their grown kids can get by. In fact, parents spend $300 billion on their adult kids, more than they put away for their own retirement. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Here's some happy news. New study in Sweden says the greatest risk of having a heart attack all year happens on Christmas around 10 p.m., and then overall, heart attacks occur more frequently from that time until 2 days after Christmas. Watch out. With paleo, keto, and gluten-free diets all the rage, bread has gotten a bad rap over the past few years. But not anymore. Facebook's 2019 Topics and Trends report is out, and bread is back for 2019. Well, pass the butter. Biggest sources of stress in life, usually headlined by money. Northwestern Mutual revealed money, the biggest source of stress for Americans, with 44% saying it was the biggest cause of stress in their lives. Money was followed by personal relationships and work as other top causes of stress. AI, artificial intelligence, just created 5 new Christmas songs. And none of them feel like an instant classic. Here are titles they spat out. Syllabub Chocolate Bells, Peaches Twinkle Leaves, Cocoa Jolly Fluff, and Merry Jingle Log. I'm not sure I want to hear any of those songs. There's a woman near Dallas named Janet Fine, and she's about to graduate from college at age 84. She retired in 2012, didn't know what to do with herself, but says playing bingo was just boring. So she signed up for classes at the University of Texas with a major in sociology and never gave up on it. She started using a walker a few years ago, has an oxygen tank, lives in an assisted living center, and now she has a bachelor's degree to show for all her hard work. Way to show us how it's done, Janet. South Haven History Club kids are providing some holiday wrapping relief this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the South Haven Memorial Library. Bring your gifts. They'll take care of getting them wrapped for you. It's free. However, donations for the History Club are requested as it's a fundraiser to benefit the South Haven History Club kids' competition costs. They are 9-time national level competitors. Don't get wrapped up in holiday gift-wrapping stress. Let the kids do it for you this Saturday, 11 to 3, at the South Haven Library. Finally, knucklehead news out of Montgomery County, Texas, where police caught up with an alleged thief driving off with $1,200 worth of meat from the local Kroger. When they pulled him over, they say they found a T-bone under the driver's seat, a roast in the glove box. The rest of the meat was in two plastic totes. In all, police say he made off with steaks, ribs, chops, and frozen shrimp. You know how police finally caught up with him? A stakeout. The Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about? Get it to me. Paul at WCSY.com, probably easiest. You can drop things off here at the station if you'd like on M140 in South Haven, right across from McFadden's. Or leave us a message on our Facebook or Twitter pages. Daily Buzz Podcast or at WCSY.com, where if you become a subscriber, we'll email them to you. We also post them on Facebook, iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitchers, all great podcasting outlets. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why they call it the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.